Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Thank you all so much for joining me on this episode of Unstuck Today, the Tuesday edition, which means we have a listener question for you. We actually, two listeners asked this question very close to each other, so I knew there were definitely going to be way more of you that have this same question, and it's a good one. Something we definitely need to talk about very quickly right here, right now on this show before we get any further into ourselves getting unstuck when we have other people in our lives who are still in that low vibe place, who are still stuck and basically have no desire, no intention of ever getting out. What the heck do we do? Before we get into it, just a reminder that the clock is ticking for you to save your seat to be a part of this month's February Empower Intensive live coaching call, 90 minutes with me. It's a fabulous topic, one we desperately need, which is finding food and body freedom so you can stop obsessing and start living. You're going to want to sign up because it's a great topic and you need it. And it's 90 minutes live with me, which is fun. And you get to ask any and all questions that you have and I'll answer them. But also because it's free. So of course, why wouldn't you? So make sure you grab your spot. Anything that's free has a limited available quantity. So if you want to be there, save your seat right here, right now. It is on February 13th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. You do the math on what time that is for you. And if it doesn't work for your schedule, don't worry. As long as you sign up, you will get a replay within a few hours of that live call. And you can take part in all of it when it works for you. And along with that call, because if I think a lot of you have been a part of the past Empower Intensive coaching calls, but when you sign up to be a part of those calls, not only do you get access to hang out with me for 90 minutes and get coached, but you also get a call worksheet, you get a homework assignment and a PDF that you can just print out with your homework for the whole month that you are going to do. You get the slides so you can look at them a little later if you have anything you want to go over when we're done. I mean, it's a lot. You get a lot of stuff. So I highly recommend you sign up for that. It is free this month only, February 13th, 5 p.m. Mountain Time. If you are someone that has ever had anything but peace and ease and comfort and joy when it comes to your food choices or how you feel about your body, you need to be there. That's all I'm going to say. You need to be there. SeanMiner.com/empower to reserve your seat. All right, here we go. This question actually came from someone who is currently in the Unstuck Project, and I might I say loving it. Shameless plug there for the Unstuck Project. Could not say enough good things about the course. So again, if you're interested in that, SeanMiner.com/unstuck. But had this question because it's now become even more prevalent in her life after going through the project, how low vibe her partner is. So here's the question. How should I deal with my spouse of 39 years who is a low vibe person? I now realize why the negativity causes me to want to be by myself. But how do I respond without going negative too or seeming to not care because I want to run away? Big question. And then I received another question very similarly about when the partner does not want to get unstuck. So you're doing the work, the partner's not doing the work, not interested in doing the work. And quite frankly, it creates a little bit of a rift. It creates this space where you're doing the work, you want to be this awesome, great, amazing, high vibe, better person, and your partner's stuck and doesn't want to get unstuck and is still in those low vibe emotions and still has those low vibe thoughts, and you can just tell. things are not going well physically, mentally, or emotionally for them. And if you're like me, you want to help them, of course, but we'll go over that because it's not necessarily the best way to go. So let's get into this. First things first, the most important thing is and always will be to protect your own energy. Don't let their negative vibes infiltrate into your space. And honestly, this may end up being the only thing that you can do in this scenario. You can always protect your own vibe. It is not easy. I totally understand if there are going to be moments where you start responding negatively to, it's okay, and know that that's okay, but you do have the power to protect your energy. And I think we all know that we need to do that, and we want to do that because we know that our high vibe is what's going to keep us happy and healthy and attracting all this goodness into our lives. But also remember, your high vibe will lift up their vibe. And we'll go over how to do that. But I think we've all seen this in action where you know someone that's high vibe, and just by being around them, you start feeling better. Like you start feeling happier or more content, less bored, whatever it is, because that person is just around you, even if they haven't spoken to you. That can happen. But also, thirdly, being at a high vibe helps you effectively support them when they need it. So your high vibe is needed for them and for the support that they may need in the future. So we've got to protect our vibe. Let's go over the main ways I have to do this. How do we protect our energy? First of all, I love that the listener takes time away for herself. This is a great, great way to protect yourself. Now, I think you can definitely work to make it seem like more of a positive thing for the relationship instead of like you need to run away, which I think is how it's being seen right now, perhaps for both of you. And I know in your mind it is. But instead, if it's seen by both of you as your self-care, your me time, it's built into the relationship. You both have this me time. It makes you a better person. You get to do what you want to do. They get to do what they want to do. Then it takes on more of this positive spin, and it really should be. All relationships need time spent alone and apart, and we all, as women, of course, know that we need our me time. And it's okay, too, if that amount of time is a lot of time some days. Like, if it's almost the whole day, that's okay. That's fine if that's what you need to protect yourself and protect your energy. So take that time away unapologetically, guilt-free, knowing it will make your relationship so much better. So it is not a negative thing. It should not be a negative thing to need to take time for yourself, to need to be alone, to need your me time in order to protect your own vibration. Just spin it. Just make sure that that's what your partner knows that you're doing and that it's a positive thing and that you come back to the relationship with a lot more energy for them. So it's a good thing. Definitely, definitely take that time away. The second thing, I kind of have made this up over my own learning and processing and growing with my vibrational energy. Now I consider myself having this energy bubble. So we all have energy fields that surround us. They're known as auras. There's a ton of info on auras. I actually learned about them when I was doing a meditation class on Insight Timer. I learned about my auras. They're connected to the chakras in your body. I don't know nearly enough about them to give you any sort of good education here and now on this, but I would love to get an expert on the show someday. So if you know anybody that is an expert on chakras and auras, please send them my way. But when I learned that, when I learned about the auras, and they extend all the way out to, I think, about 6 feet from your body. Once I learned about that, I could kind of start visualizing my energy bubble. I just could see that, okay, I was protected by this aura of energy and it was my bubble. So now when I'm in a position where I'm faced with someone or something that I don't want to take on their energy, if it's some sort of low vibe person or low vibe scenario, something, I imagine myself in my own little protected high vibe bubble where they can't get to me. That negative energy is basically bouncing off of my bubble and I'm protected. So this is a total visualization. It may not work for you. It works for me. It helps me to know that my energy is mine and it's up to me to protect it and hold it tight and not let others impact it. And this also works to potentially help them through the situation they're in or that negative emotion that's low vibe without you stooping to their level, which is the third thing we're going to go over. And that is don't match their negativity. You don't have to try to be like Miss Positive, Optimist, Chipper person all the time in front of them. In fact, that usually doesn't go over very well with a negative, pessimistic person. If you've ever been in that boat, it doesn't really go over well to be that super chipper, especially if it's kind of coming from a fake place in order to protect your vibe. But you can listen and respond and attempt to offer support from a place of neutrality, non-judgment, an unattached kind of perspective without getting weighed down by their negativity. So no, you don't have to be like on cloud nine while they're way down in the dumps, but can you just come at it from this neutral angle where you also don't go down to their level? You try to bring them closer up to your level. And we're going to talk about that more soon here. The fourth thing is to let them be. Let them be negative if that's what they are going to be. Let them be in that place of wallow, of pessimistic, whatever they're doing, just let it happen. It's not your fault. That's something really important to know. It's not your fault that they are in a low vibe place. So make sure you don't take blame for it no matter what. It's also not up to you to fix it. It's not your job to try to fix it or try to make them realize that they should be this happy, amazing, wonderful, high vibe person. Not your job. And it's also not your place to judge them. Don't judge them because you now know better. You now know what a high frequency of vibration does, how your emotions can impact this and how your emotions can impact your health and things you want in life and all this stuff, everything we've learned here on Unstuck. Just because you now know that, don't judge them for not doing it. Even if they do know it, even if they listen to this podcast with you and they're not doing it, it's not really your place to judge. Just let them be where they are for now, every day. Take it day by day. Let them be where they're at. Number five, don't react to it. I think we all know, we all can see it, that when you react to their negativity, it only fuels the fire. The more pushback you give, the more they'll find a way to dig even deeper into that low vibe place. So when they say something and you think they kind of want some sort of reaction or they expect a reaction that might be equally as negative or it might be even trying to get them to be more positive, it's quite likely it's only going to dig you even further or dig them even further into the hole. So instead, try just ignoring it or casually saying something pretty neutral like, wow, sounds like quite the day, or geez, that's weird, and move on. Just like cut it. If you know it's going to lead into this spiral, you know they're thinking you're going to react and then they can continue on with their negativity. So those are the five tips for protecting your own energy. Now we can look at how we can help them. But here's the deal. We can't change people. They have to change themselves and they have to want to change themselves. So the answer is not to try to teach them or coax them into trying to be different, trying to like spew all the info you're getting here on Unstuck to them. Not going to work. Okay. So nix that. But here are a few things you can do. First of all, talk to them. So so important. If this is all you do, this will be a great start. Talk to them. Ask them if they have anything that they need to vent about, or if there's anything that has happened lately that they need some support with. Just let them know that you are open to listen and talk and be there for them and hold space for them, because they might actually have something going on that they haven't told you for whatever reason. They haven't told you and it's pent up and now it's causing this low vibe place. And maybe if they, you know, the doors are open to where they can just have a real conversation and know they are in a safe space to tell you what's really going on, maybe that could help. So talk to them. See what's going on. A good, real conversation can do wonders here. Just make sure to approach it from a place of care and support, not like, oh, something's definitely wrong with you and we need to fix it, or you need to tell me what's going on or what is up. Not that. Just more of this soft, caring, concerned place where they know they can open up to you and you won't judge, you won't blame, you won't defend, you won't do anything but listen so that you can understand where they're coming from. So it's a nice little chat there. Number two, encourage them to participate in activities that will naturally lift them up. This is what we do in the Unstuck Project. This is so important to increasing your vibration. Even if you're not really doing anything to try to get there, just by you going out and having fun in your life will always give you a high vibe emotion. It will always create that place that you're looking for. So, what are their long lost hobbies? What friends don't they see anymore that they would love to connect with? When have you seen them be in a high vibe? What were they doing? Go get them to do more of that. You can even make a gift out of it. If it's some sort of class they love to take or somewhere they love to go for dinner with their friends, something, you can even make a gift out of it. Just like a random thing like, hey, I want you to go do this really great thing for yourself. But really see what you can do and create a nice, again, gentle, non-pushy conversation about how you think it would be great for them to go do something for themselves. And if it's something that you like to do too, go do it with them. Do it together so you can both be in this high vibe place together at the same time, having fun together. That will do wonders for both of your own vibrational energy, but as a couple too. Number three, shower them with your own high vibeness. Give them compliments, show them gratitude, do something nice for them. We all know that doing something for someone else not only increases our own vibration, because giving and gratitude and appreciation are all some of the most high vibe things you can possibly do for yourself, but also for others. So make your spouse or your partner the object of your high vibeness and see what happens. Like, just see over the course of time, as you commit to doing this for them, what changes in them. I think you'll be nicely surprised. Number four, help them work their way up the scale without them knowing it. Again, this is the emotional frequency scale. If you don't actually even know what I'm talking about when it comes to vibration and high vibe and low vibe and positive emotion and negative emotion, make sure you head to seanminor.com/scale and download your PDF scale that you can look at and have and print out and do whatever you want with. But then, of course, also listen to episode 3 where I go over what that scale means. But we need to work them up the scale. And we can do that without them knowing it. Again, you are doing so from a place of support. You're going to help them work on their negativity, work it out of them, basically. So if they're mad at their boss, for example, can you ask the right questions to get them to a place where instead they're just like disappointed with how the meeting went or what that person said to them or how their job is going? So again, they come home mad, and then after having a nice conversation with you, where you, without them knowing, are helping them shift their perspective to where it's now disappointment, which, as we know, anger is a lot lower vibration than disappointment. And that is the whole goal of the emotional frequency scale, is not to go from pessimist to optimist. And we don't want to do that with ourselves, and we don't want to do that with our partner. But you can make little tiny steps up the scale by, in yourself, thinking a thought that just feels a little bit better. So baby steps. But you can also help others do that same thing. You can use your conversation and how you're kind of approaching them and getting them to talk to make them see, like, yeah, I think I'm just really disappointed, actually. I'm disappointed that that's how the meeting ended, that that's what was said, that that's how my job is going right now. I'm not angry anymore. So you've helped them. You've gotten them up that scale. You've increased their vibration without them even knowing that's what you were actually doing. So remember, tiny jumps, that's what we're going for here. Little shifts in how they are feeling or how they are seeing the situation and what their thoughts are about that scenario. It's really actually kind of fun to do, to see that you have the power also to not only help yourself increase your vibration, but others too, simply by how you talk to them and how you can help them see a different way. But again, we're doing that without them knowing. And just the last thing I want to say, I know this was a lot thrown at you, but I think it will really, really help a lot of you, because I know for a fact, we all know people. It may not be your spouse. It may be your coworker or your friend or your mom or your sister or somebody who's in this spot. And you may have even already sent them the Unstuck podcast to listen to. And they're just not. They may even be listening to it, but they're like, nope, I'm not doing this. I'm like, I'll listen, but no. Or they're just like, that's just the person they are. And I know in this case, she gave me a little bit more backstory. And it turns out that his mom, so her mother-in-law, is just like the most negative person she's ever met. So a lot of times it's just learned. It's a learned behavior. And even if they want to become unstuck and start being a more high vibe person, it's so ingrained in them that without doing tons of work, it's very natural for them to be negative and to be pessimistic and that kind of person. So anyway, what I just want to mention is that I think we all have a lot of tools that we've gotten now through this episode to protect your own energy, first of all, but then to also help and support others and their energy and frequencies of vibration to help them feel a little better. So I think we all did that. The last thing that I want to mention, though, is to make sure that you are very aware of if there is a need for a professional. If you think it could be something like depression, anxiety, or another serious mental health issue that's going on, of course, get them to a doctor. If you think there is something like really deep, really just like something needs to get out, see if there is a possibility about working with a therapist. And if, of course, it's gotten to the point where it's really, really affecting your relationship, like you guys are on complete ends of the vibrational spectrum and there is a huge rift between you two, it might be a place to also seek out therapy for you as a couple. So I did just want to bring that up just to make sure if it is a place where that person is depressed and needs some professional medical attention, that we still make sure that we are focusing on that and not just trying to, you know, increase the vibe when that's not what's really going on. So make sure you are very aware of that as well. All right, that's going to do it for today's listener question. Thank you all so much for these amazing questions you are sending my way. I am loving doing this kind of coaching with you all and helping out your specific situation. If you have a question for me, please let me know. Head over to Instagram and message me. For now, that's really the best way for me to make sure I get the questions. So yes, head over there, send me a message, let me know that you want this answered on the show, and I will make sure to get it out there. Until next time, take care.